Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get those car care questions ready for ASE Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive on the beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul, which may be getting a little bit of snow as we speak. Nick, good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving again to you and your family.
Is there Danny?
I know he's there.
Here we are.
There you are. I'm hearing a bit of an echo, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I'm kind of, my AirPods are acting up this morning, so I'll get them reset here.
Okay, very good. Well, in the meantime, let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation here. If you have any kind of a car, truck, van problem, and you need to bring it in for service, but you might want to know ahead of the game what might be ailing, it's always good to know. A little more information rather than less is always a good thing. So whatever your question, you don't have to be a motorhead or a gearhead either. If you have issues with your vehicle, and you want a little analysis over the radio, call us or text us. And we always like to say do it sooner rather than later. Our time goes by so quickly. Nick takes his leave about 7:45. So call us or text us. Here's the number for either a phone call or a text, 651-461-9226. Nick, you're getting questions already. Here's one. I've seen the ads. In fact, I think a couple of years ago I bought one, but I couldn't get it to work right. This listener wants to know, what's the best, you've seen those portable tire inflators that you can carry
Yes.
in your car? Have you heard good or bad about them? Any reviews of those?
I honestly don't know. I would say that, you know, there's different versions. One that you would plug into some sort of adapter to electrically run a pump.
I think that's probably your best bet. You know, years ago they had that can, essentially like a fix-a-flat can. And I would definitely say mixed reviews there.
Yeah. Yeah, that would.
Most there, definitely. I haven't had much.
I think.
But in a pinch, I'm there. Yeah. Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry about that. I've got my AirPods reset. So in a pinch, getting air in the tire is most important. The thing with that fix-a-flat, it leaves a layer of stuff inside the tire, which can be very difficult to get removed. So if you are stuck somewhere, do whatever you need to. But ideally, I would rather you not use that product because we just have had a lot of hard time getting that cleaned out of the tire and the wheel once we get it in for repair.
I was just thinking about it. So many years, I couldn't even tell how many years they made it was kind of heavy, but you plugged it into the cigarette lighter. You had that power. But now they are basically battery or whatnot. And you can charge them up with USB or whatever. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure how good. Maybe some of our listeners have used them and give us a bit of a review. But in the meantime, any other car care questions? Sure, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Texter wants to know, here we go. Something we get all the time at this time of year. The question is about leaking tires. Basically, they're concerned that maybe their tires are bad. But what can be done about tires that maybe are still in good shape, but here we are in cold weather? What can be done, if anything, to make sure they don't leak?
Well, what happens, as you know, as the temperatures cool, the tire pressures will adjust. And that's usually like a one-time occurrence. So, you know, as it's cooled down, the oxygen slows down, the PSI might drop down maybe 2 or 3 PSI, which could be enough for the monitoring system to turn that light on. And that's usually when we notice. If you top the pressures back up 2 or 3 PSI to where they should be, they should be fine for the remainder of the winter. If you continue to have problems where the light is coming on and the tires are going low, now we needed to figure out, is there a puncture in the tire, or is that bead where the wheel and the tire meet have some corrosion and cause of a leak? In those situations, we separate the tire from the wheel, clean the corrosion, put some adhesive or some lubricant on there, reinstall the tire, and that should keep things full of air.
You see that a lot at Lloyd's, do you?
Yeah, usually vehicles have a few years on them, a lot of time for that corrosion to happen. And what it is really is from the salt and the moisture, it kind of wicks and works its way between the rubber and the aluminum compound. And with time and age and with air, it'll start to corrode. That corrosion kind of bubbles it up a bit, and that's what allows the air to seep through.
But it is repairable.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. Again, 651-461-9226 is our phone number. And if you want to call and chat with Nick, we are open to that too, as usual. 651-461-9226. A listener was talking or asking about front end alignment. And I have a question, as I mentioned to you. I ordered some new tires. I've been putting it off. And Lloyd's is going to be putting him in on for me. Are snow tires worth it? Now, these are not snow tires. These are, what would you call them, all season. Again, I seem to get by with all season tires. But what about snow tires? Is that a good deal, the listener wants to say? Is it worth it?
Well, it really depends on the vehicle and your needs. You know, there's a lot of the sportier vehicles that have a much lower profile tire, where I think benefit probably most greatly from a second set of tires. The other thing people often forget too is it sounds great, but the perfect scenario would be buy a second set of tires and wheels, because really tires aren't designed to be mounted and dismounted, you know, multiple times. We like to get them on and leave them. But you still have to store them. That's the other piece of this. Like, where do I keep a whole set of tires in my garage or where basement? And you got to lug them around. So I think for most people, a good season or a good set of all season tires, even something called like an all weather tire, which has a little more of the snow rating, is probably more practical for the vast majority of us. But like I said, some of these sportier vehicles with a really low profile tire setup, a snow tire probably benefits them.
I think when you and I, in past shows, we talked about this very thing, but there are some places, I think you mentioned, some places may store, will charge you to store those tires, right?
You can find them. It's just, it's difficult because one set of tires doesn't take up much space, but a couple dozen sets of tires take up a lot of space. True. So just do your research, right? I hate to see someone go out there, spend the money, and then have that aha moment. So just do the research, you know, ask around, talk to your friends, neighbors, look online and reviews. And if it's the right fit for you, by all means, I don't want to talk you out of it. But I do believe a good set of all-season tires is probably sufficient for most of us.
Yeah, very good. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a quick break. You'll be right back on the other side. Don't forget, Nick will be with us till Ted Farrell time from Haskell's. That's about 7:45. So any kind of a car care question, love to hear from you by phone or by text. 651-461-9226. I can tell you right now in the Twin Cities, light snow is falling. 22 is the temp. Not going to get much warmer, maybe near 25 or so. How much snow today during the day? The weather folks are saying right now 2 to 4 inches here in the Twin Cities, maybe overnight and maybe another additional inch possible. But farther south of us, maybe almost double that. Keep in mind, 2 to 4 now is predicted for the Twin Cities Metro today. But a sunny day tomorrow, near 21. Again, light snow, CCO temp 22. Stay with us. Good Saturday morning.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To you, the final weekend of the month of November in the midst of some snow here in the Twin Cities, 2 to 4 inches. We're talking cars, as we always do this time of a week here on CCO Radio. Denny Long here, along with Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive. I was just visiting the other day, and we'll see your crew there this coming week. But for those that need the help of Lloyd's, where do we find you guys?
Yes, sir. As always, give us a call. We'll answer your question. That phone number is 651-228-1316. And if you're out in St. Paul doing a little shopping for the holiday season, we're on Grand Avenue in the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And if you need more information, you can always look at our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good, Nick. We'll get you that information before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 or so this morning. Call us or text us. 651-461-9226 with any kind of a car care question you may have. How serious? Maybe you can explain what the CV boot is, but the question that the listener wants to know, how serious is seepage from the inner CV boot? What is that?
So the front axle of a vehicle, they have a joint, a CV joint that allows for flexibility. The reason it has to be flexible is because our front tires need to turn. On the rear of the vehicle, you know, a lot of times there was like a straight axle, not some all-wheel drive vehicles will have a CV axle front and rear. But what happens is with age, the material, the rubber material that those boots are made from will start to deteriorate and allow some of the grease to leak out. Now, they use the word seepage. In my opinion, that means you probably have some time. If the boot is torn open and there's grease flinging through that wheel well area, you're going to have to replace that. There are some options to try to reboot them, you know, take them apart and reboot them. But my opinion has always been it's like putting a Band-Aid on a dirty wound. It's difficult to get those joints very clean. It can happen, but it can be very quite difficult. So typically the common repair to replace the CV axle, there's a driver's side one and a passenger side one. And like I said, it happens with, you know, your car is 10, 15 years old, a lot of winters, a lot of salt, a lot of debris coming up from the roadway, maybe making contact with that rubber boot can inflict a little damage. And over time, that'll deteriorate and split open, allow that grease to leave. And that without the grease, the axle's not being lubricated, and that's where that axle can fail. So it's a fairly common repair. You know, front-wheel drive vehicles have been around for decades now, so we tend to do those repairs on a semi-regular basis.
Okay, very good. Let's grab a phone call. Mohammed's calling in from St. Paul this morning, I believe. Mohammed, thank you. What is your question for Nick?
Nick, I have a 2000 Honda CR-V. It's very good. It has only 195,000 miles in it. 193,000 miles. You know, the car is, you know, when we stop, side coming, the check engine light is on. Okay? And whenever stop sign comes in there, the hard to pick up. And I showed to my mechanic, and mechanic told me, just junk it. You know,
I wouldn't junk it just based on that. So what we need to do is we need to do a little diagnosing. We need to figure out what that fault code is for the light to be on and see how that's affect how it's running. So, you know, oftentimes it's easiest just to say, get rid of it, get a new one. Well, You know, cars are very expensive. Obviously, repairing vehicles can be quite expensive also. So I think the first step is have somebody diagnose that fault, see what the code description is, you know, if it's a misfire or something determining what's going on with the engine. Once we know what area of the engine to assess, we'll go through, do some testing. If it's the fuel system, if it's the ignition system, you know, if it's, maybe it's a spark plug, maybe it's a coil, things that are maybe hundreds of dollars, but that's much less expensive than a new vehicle. So I would, my advice to you is, you know, maybe try a different mechanic, someone that's willing to look a little bit further for you, and give you some better information on what, why, and how. And then at that point, you make a better informed decision. But I wouldn't just junk it based on that. I would probably do a little more research first.
Yeah, there's a possibility. Like you said, you get another doctor's opinion. That could go another a few thousand miles, if not more. You never know. Thanks, Mohammed, for the call. Yeah, you can call it in your question or text it in, 651-461-9226. We were talking tires earlier this morning. I'm looking at a listener text that says, should I ever put more air in my tires in the cold weather? We get that this time of year all the time. Is that a good idea?
It's just a couple PSI. I don't see the problem there, but you have to be careful because we can often overdo it. You know, people will come in with 60 pounds of pressure in a tire. That's bad. You know, too much can be bad also. So inside the driver's side door jamb, there's a placard there on that B pillar, kind of where the door closes. You'll see a decal there, and it'll tell you tire PSI at cold temperature. So you can look at that, and if you add maybe 2 or 3 pounds of pressure, that's just fine. Anything more than that, you know, I would tell you to caution. I'd probably advise against it.
I think I've asked you this before, but you open it, you're right, the driver's side door, and you look at that panel down there, and it's got that cold weather PSI. What if you change and use all sorts of different tires over the life of the car? That's kind of the standard, no matter what tires you buy?
It is because it also tell you the size and the speed rating of the tire,
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of goes hand in hand with the vehicle. So most cases, if you're looking for tires for your vehicle, that information is already taken consideration. The brand tire isn't going to make a difference. You should not change the size of the tire, or you should have a serious conversation with someone before you do. You know, that's going to affect, you know, maybe the way the tire fits in the wheel well, the way the car handles it, the way the transmission shifts. So I would not, I would advise you against changing the size from what it calls for. So I wouldn't do that. But yeah, as far as the pressure goes, that should be with any brand tire that you buy or throughout the life of the vehicle.
I remember owning a used foreign car several years ago. I remember bringing in to Lloyd's, and I don't know if I had the tires replaced or what the deal was, but I didn't realize it at the time, but the front tires were a different size than the rear tires on this particular foreign car. Is that common with some of these imports?
Yeah, I mean, it's there
And
are still some
why is
everything.
the difference?
You know, I honestly don't know. You know, it makes it difficult because you can't really rotate them very well because if
Yeah.
they make them directional on top of it. Now you have a directional tire that's two different sizes, so it's kind of stuck on the one corner of the car. But I'm sure it's something to do with the traction, the handling, suspension. You know, they try to get these vehicles kind of tuned in the best they can, and they determine that the rear tires needed a little more drive to them, so made them a little bit wider. But yeah, be very careful if you're buying a used vehicle. You know, pay attention to another little detail to pay attention to on some of these sportier vehicles that might have that different fitment front to rear on the tire size.
Yeah, it was a surprise. Nick, we're going to take a quick break for that weather forecast, so stand by. Let's invite our listeners to join in again. If you have any kind of a car question, we will pick up on some text messages we are receiving right now. But you can join in if you have a car care question, 651-461-9226 from News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And if you're just joining us, good morning. Nick Stauffer from Lloyd's Automotive, answering any kind of a car care question you may have, at least for another 10 minutes or so. So if you have one, call us, text us as soon as you think of something. 651-461-9226. Here is another one, another via text. Something is wrong with the steering in my 2008 Honda Pilot. It's extremely hard to turn, especially when I need to turn the wheel all the way. It feels like back before there was power steering. Power steering fluid doesn't work. What do you think's going on there? Is that a belt, or what do you think?
Well, you could check to see if the belt's there. Most commonly, though, if there's a problem with the belt, it's a serpentine belt, so they oftentimes will drive multiple things. I'm more curious about the condition of that pump and if the fluid is flowing or not or pumping. If that power steering pump has failed, you're not going to have any assist. And winter driving, you need to have your power steering to keep that feel for the road. So I would get that in, get that assessed. Might be a pump. Like you said, it could be a belt. You know, that's a possibility. So there's a few areas to be assessed and looked at. But I'd probably get on somebody's schedule here this week, get that remedied before we get further into winter here.
Yeah, good point. I'm looking at another text that reminded me of a time that we had the 20-some-year-old Ford Explorer that had an issue with the lever. I'm looking at a text. The lever that moves the seat forward and backward isn't allowing the passenger seat to go back as far as it used to. It makes getting into the car difficult. Is this common and easily repaired? Listener wants to know. It's a Kia Sorento, 2016.
Well, I would get down on my hands and knees and get a flashlight and see if there's something caught up in the track. That's my suspicion. A pen. I had a matchbox car stuck in the mine from one of my kids years ago.
Or some loose change.
Change. I mean, all these. So look carefully, but my advice is do not operate the seat with your other hand underneath there because you don't want to pinch it because that too can hurt. So just get under there with a flashlight. Investigate, maybe with you looking without your hands on it, try to operate the seat front to rear, and you should be able to pinpoint where that pivot or that spot where it's getting stuck. Take your hand off the switch or the handle, then investigate a little bit further. I think you'll just find something caught up in there, and hopefully it's a quick, easy fix for you.
I can't remember what the problem was, but I remember bringing the vehicle into Lloyd's, and our friend Dan Burns, I think he took the whole seat off. Is that
That does happen. That's usually if one of the motors has failed, or sometimes there's some linkage in their cables that kind of operate.
Oh, maybe that was it.
Some of those features, because it's not just front and back; it's up and down and tilt and every other thing that these seats do for us. But like I said, in the easy button is that there's something caught up under there. So if you can find that and get that removed, that's good to go. If it's more than that, then you need to probably take it into somebody that's had a few times that they've taken these seats out and apart before.
Yeah,
it can be time consuming and costly, but let's hope for the best. If it's just some loose change or a pen.
Absolutely. And who knows? It might be a silver dollar. Okay. I'm looking at another. This is a good question, too. We're talking about tires. When I buy 4 new tires, do you strongly recommend a wheel alignment at the same time?
It's not a bad idea. Like we talked off air, Denny, it really comes down to the condition of the tires coming off the vehicle. And the people installing the tires, this is what they do all day, every day. They should be able to tell you if there's some abnormal wear there. Obviously, when the tires get mounted to the wheel, they're going to be balanced, which keeps that rotating mass balanced, keeps from vibration. The wheel alignment is going to determine how the car goes down the road, which is based on how the tires are contacting the road. So if it's out of an alignment, that can affect how the car tracks down the road. It will also affect how the tires wear. So you get some abnormal wear, inside, outside cupping, whatever you have there, some abnormal wear, which can be remedied with an alignment. So if you're buying new tires, your old tires wore out prematurely or wore poorly, we're likely going to recommend an alignment to make sure things are all squared and straight. Therefore, you don't ruin or prematurely wear out your new tires.
Dumb question maybe, but the term front end alignment, but you are alluding, I assume, to all 4 tires, right? Front and rear, right?
Yeah, you do measure all 4, but it's most common that the adjustments that are needed on the front, short of some wear and tear of the steering suspension components on the front end will allow that or cause that. Not as common on the rear end. There is some adjustments, not as significant, not as common. But when you do an alignment, you're essentially measuring the whole vehicle. If you see something out of adjustment in the rear, obviously you can have that conversation. Say, we got it on the alignment rack. We've taken our measurements. We found that there's some adjustments needed front and rear. There's a little more cost associated with that because it takes more time. But it isn't always a guarantee. It just because you're doing the front does not mean that the rear will need adjustment also.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm thinking, I think we talked about this in several years ago. If your steering wheel is not even, when you're trying to even it out with the dash, Is that an alignment issue there?
That's another good telltale sign if that steering is not clocked proper. They worry, like you said, it's kind of tilted maybe to 1 o'clock or 11 o'clock or something. That tells us that there is a bit of adjustment that is needed there. So if you do have that, you know, as we hit in the winter months, we want to make sure our tires are contacting the road properly. Helps with the handling, especially in slippery conditions. So if you're noticing any of these types of situations, have your tires inspected, have your alignment inspected. Make sure you have the car in the best condition for winter driving.
Here's a nice comment you probably never get tired of hearing. The listener says, I've been to Lloyd's. They definitely care about you and your vehicle. Again, you have great people. You're very fortunate to have surrounded yourself.
We do, and it does start with that's a caring about the people. It's like, you know, as this movie called Life goes along, you know, you start to realize that, you know, it's not, you know, fixing cars can be difficult. I don't want to minimize that. And we have some very talented people. But it's more about the relationship with the customers and the repeat customers. It makes our days a lot easier. I promise you that. So we're very fortunate to have a wonderful staff and couldn't be happier.
Absolutely. Denny and Nick, good morning. Texter says, are most spark plugs we buy pre-gapped or do we need to adjust them?
No, the ones with the precious material tips, you can measure them, but be very careful. You don't want to damage that iridium or that platinum tip on that spark plug. So for the most case, you know, if you're older like us, you used to gap your spark plugs, but they should be preset. I'm not against taking the feeler gauge and checking to see if it's with a specification, but I think you'll find that they are.
Very good. I think we have time for one more text. Here's a 2025 Honda Odyssey. Last night, the listener stopped at a red light. The engine did its fuel-saving effort by pausing the engine while stopped. Texter says, when I hit the gas for the green light, the engine died completely. I had to restart the engine. Do you think this is a software glitch?
Possibly. You know, that's a good place to start. I would try to determine, you know, as we think through this, you know, there's an auxiliary battery that operates part of that system. So maybe that battery needs some testing. See if there's any fault codes or fault information stored in the system. Is it a one-time occurrence? You know, I always have a hard time taking a one-time occurrence and running down that rabbit hole because you could end up with nothing, right? So if it's something that's happened more than once, I'd probably take it in and hopefully they can replicate that to try to determine what happened and why. You know, obviously come winter driving, we don't want to have our car stalling on us. So pay attention these next few days. If it happens again, get on somebody's schedule sooner than later and see what's going on.
Boy, for sure this time of year, like you said. Speaking of this time of year, I think we have time for one more kind of a generic question about low heat. It doesn't say what kind of a vehicle it is, but it's not as warm as it used to be. What could be the issue? What are some common problems with low heat?
Well, people come in same as in the summer months. They don't have good cold air. And the question is it a temperature thing or airflow? You know, if we're not getting the full hot air, it's like it's blowing hard, but it's a cooler air. Then we start to wonder about the blend doors. Is there something going on with the heater core? But if it's like, no, the air is hot, there's not a lot of it. Well, now we have a restriction, cabin filter. Once again, maybe one of those control actuators that move the air around is not fully seating. And we'll see that where you're turning the knob or tapping the buttons to change the location and temperature, but the vehicle is not reacting to it properly because one of those motors or doors isn't operating properly. So I would say there's a little more questions to be had there, whether it's an actual airflow issue or temperature issue or a combination of it, actually. That happens too. So, you know, if it's used to be better, it's worse now. I'm thinking let's check with.
Well, I think we just lost you. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can't get Nick back here because, Nick, if you can hear me, we're out of time, but let us, for those of folks that maybe need some help from Lloyd's Automotive, if you're still with me, tell us how we get in touch. Nick is gone. Well, I'll tell you what.
Maybe we lost him, Denny.
We lost. All right, Nick. Well, modern technology. I can tell you, Lloyd's is located at 952 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You give them a call. They'll be glad to help you. In fact, if you just have a question, they'll be just like the show, they'll answer those questions at Lloyd's Automotive. Nick will be back with us next weekend, as usual, next Saturday. In the meantime, stay tuned next for Ted Farrell's Wine Chat, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Master Gardener Teresa Rooney in the 8 o'clock hour. That's straight ahead here, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.